Auditors that have examined the embattled Connecticut Port Authority testified in front of lawmakers in Hartford Tuesday. The former chairman and chairwoman of the quasi-public agency have resigned in the last month, while the executive director was recently placed on leave. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
It was the recent revelation that former Connecticut Port Authority Chairman Scott Bates approved a $3,000 purchase for CPA offices in Old Saybrook that caused a stir in Hartford. Bates and CPA Chairwoman Bonnie Riemsnyder resigned after a 2017 expense on photographs taken by Riemsnyder's daughter was made public. When it comes to other issues on the books, auditors of public accounts in Connecticut say the CPA erred in three ways. First, an intern's employment was misclassified as a consultant. There was also a lack of written procedures, like, for example, a policy addressing affirmative action. And finally, the audit found that for fiscal years 16 and 17, the CPA didn't maintain accounting records detailing the transactions and balances of its bank accounts. Deputy State Auditor John Razimus was asked by State Senator Henry Martin about the state of operations inside the CPA as compared to other quasi-public agencies.
I cannot think of another quasi that would be in this position.
As mismanages this one.
House Democrat Roland Lamar said that the goal of the public hearing was to find a reasonable solution moving forward for the Port Authority, and that it wasn't necessary yet to subpoena Port Authority leadership for their testimony. House Republican Laura Devlin disagreed with that.
To really understand what it is that we're here to talk about, it is of great disappointment that for some reason none of them are available or have been requested to join us today.
Republican lawmakers didn't stop there. State Senator Len Fasano and State Representative Themis Claridis called for Bates to step down from his current post as Deputy Secretary of State. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.